إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد قال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد أعزائنا العلماء My dear brothers and elders Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh South Africa is like home to me And not because I belong to this country, but because of the love that I get from the people in this place. And I feel particularly blessed that my very first trip to South Africa began with Johannesburg, with the Jamiatul Ulama, with the Ulama of this country. And that ta'alluq, alhamdulillah, continues and remains to this day. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to bless all of you, to protect your country, to protect you, and to use you as the means of spreading the goodness of Islam in the whole world, insha'Allah. And I request you to keep me in your du'as wherever you might be, me and my family. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. My dear brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu sent his book and he told us that in his kitab, he mentioned us. In Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكُرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Which means, verily we have sent on you a kitab, a book, in which there is honorable mention of you, if you could understand. Now you know and I know that we have not been mentioned by name. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu mentioned kinds of people. He mentioned the awsaf, he mentioned the qualities of certain kinds of people. And then he mentioned what would be the ending of those people with those qualities. So the mention is made in terms of qualities of people and what would happen to people with those qualities. So therefore when this ayat of the ayat-e-karima of this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we read, it becomes incumbent upon ourselves to go and search for ourselves in the Quran and say, where have I been mentioned? Meaning that if I look at myself and I look at my qualities and I look at my kirdar, my akhlaq, where do I fit in? Where do I fit in with people of what kind of qualities? Because that will tell me that if I fit in with people of these qualities, then this is going to be my ending. Now if that ending is a good ending, alhamdulillah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us there with istiqamat till our last day, insha'Allah. But when we look at ourselves and we find that we are not, our qualities of our lives, our actions, our speech, do not fit in with those qualities of people to whom Allah has promised a good ending. But may Allah protect us from that if we find that our qualities fit in with people for whom the ending is not a good one. Then alhamdulillah, this is a warning for us to immediately bring about changes in our lives. The purpose of the Jum'ah is not to give information. It is not to simply listen to a khutbah or bayan and go home. It is to reflect on ourselves and to see if we can bring about some change in our lives which is positive for this dunya wal akhirah, inshaAllah. So what are the qualities of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned? Allah mentioned many qualities of people. I'm going to talk about only two. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the qualities of people who He called Jalla Jalaluhu the Mu'mineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anfal, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned five qualities. Allah said, verily the believers are those who, when the mention and the word and the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes before them, their hearts shiver with the fear and the grace and the awe and the majesty and the magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Wajilat qulubuhum. When the name of Allah is mentioned before them, something happens to their heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a diagnostic tool in order to assess ourselves and see where we are. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all among those who fit this description that he gave jalla jalaluhu. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited before these people, their iman increases. As a consequence of these two things, as a consequence of having a heart which is responsive to Allah, and as a consequence of an iman which increases with listening to the tilawat of the Quran and with seeing the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the kainat, wa ala rabbihim yatawakkalun. These people have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Tawakkul is to trust without question, without reservation, complete and total trust without question, without reservation. My brothers, I remind you and myself, That trust can come only with knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. You do not trust and you cannot possibly trust without reservation and without any limitation somebody or something that you do not know. The trust is a consequence, the tawakkul is a consequence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowing about Allah and knowing Allah. Two different things. We know about Allah, but we also need to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ta'alluq ma'allah. And that is what is mentioned and meaning of wajilat qulubuhum. Iza dhukir Allahu wajilat qulubuhum. So let us do a self-test, and I do this purely for myself, not for you, to see what, if anything, happens to our heart when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited before us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best of his recitation, insha'Allah, is his introduction of himself, jalla jalaluhu. And nobody can introduce Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى
يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون.
الله سبحانه وتعالى mentioned these three sifat and awsaf and three qualities of the believers which are internal to ourselves. Nobody can say what happened or did not happen to my heart when I recited the Quran or when I listened to the Quran, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described two other things which are visible outside in terms of our actions.
الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ السَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ.
These are the people who have these internal qualities, who establish the salah,
who don't read namaz, who don't make salah, who don't say namaz, they establish salah. Al-iqamati salah.
The problem with Muslims all over the world, in South Africa they read namaz, in India they make salah, in America they read something else and so on, nobody establishes salah.
Allah did not talk about that. Allah said, iqamati salah, aqimus salah. Establishment of salah, meaning at the right time, meaning in the right way, meaning in the right place, meaning supporting all the structure that goes with establishment of salah, because that is the pinnacle and the principle of this deen and the pillar of this deen.
الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ السَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And they are the people who spend from what we have given them.
Money, time, energy, influence, knowledge.
Whatever we got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this does not only refer to zakat and sadaqat, it refers to spending whatever we got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His path.
And then, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? I told you, He mentioned the sifat, He mentioned the qualities, and He mentioned the ending.
What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about people who have these qualities? I ask Allah to make us among those who have these qualities, inshallah. What did He say about them? Before He talked about their ending, Allah gave them a certificate.
أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ.
Allah said, verily, these are the people who are the true believers.
لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ.
For them there are darajat, there are stations of honor before their, with their Rabb. And there is forgiveness with their Rabb.
وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ.
A risk, sustenance of honor in this dunya, and inshallah al-musta'an jannatul firdausul a'la in the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned people of some other sifat. And notice the ayat. Allah did not say that these are the kuffar. Allah did not say these are the mushrikeen. Allah said these are people who claim and who state that they believe in Allah and they believe in the day of judgment.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ وَآمَنَّ بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون.
Allah said these are the people among the people of minan nas. There are those who claim to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر. And they believe and they claim to believe in the day of judgment. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them also a certificate. Allah said وما هم بمؤمنين. How many of us Muslims believe that we have said La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, that we have said that we believe in the day of judgment? Khalas, what more do you want?
What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? Allah is saying this belief with your mouth is not enough.
If you are saying this thing with your mouth and your whole life is going the opposite direction, You say you claim to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in your life there is shirk. In your life there are bidat. In your life there is haram. In your life there are things which should not be there in your life if you are a Muslim. Then watch out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. You know and I know that the asbab and nuzul of these ayat came for the munafiqeen. But we know the entire kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is applicable to every human being on the face of the planet till the day of judgment. Irrespective of the asbab and nuzul of the ayat, the meaning and the understanding and the application of the ayah is not restricted by the asbab and nuzul. And therefore it is for us to reflect in our lives and say, may Allah protect all of us. Am I among them? Ask Allah to protect us and not to keep us among those who claim to have faith in Islam, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Then why do they do this? Why do people tell these lies? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They try to fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah. They try to fool the believers, na'udhu billah. وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. My Rabb and your Rabb said, but they fool only themselves and even that they are not aware of. Why do they do that? فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. They have a heart disease. They have a cardiac problem. If you do their cardiac analysis, it will not show up on your ECGs. But it's a problem of the heart of the qalb. Fi qulubihim marad. And what did Allah say? Did Allah say, I will cure it? No. Allah said, فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. Allah will increase this disease. Because this is a disease of rebelliousness. This is a disease of deliberately going against the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deliberately going against the sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will increase this disease. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. And for them there is a dreadful punishment because they are liars. Because they tell lies. They say something and they do something else. My brothers and elders, I respectfully remind myself also that it is incumbent upon us to search for ourselves in the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to change our lives in such a way that we find ourselves among those people who have the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised and whose ending Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed that inshallah will be in Jannatul Firdaus. And if we find that if anything in our aqwal, our af'al, in our speech and in our actions, in our mu'amilat, in our dealings with people, in our mu'ashira, in the society that we have created around ourselves, if there is any problem with any of this, and of course before all of that in the aqidah and the ibadat, if they have problems with this, where we find that we might not be among those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised deliverance, then it is very, very critical that with absolute urgency that we bring about that change in our lives. That change comes, number one step of that change is to make tawbah, for which there is no delay is required. We can make tawbah right now as we sit here. Let us make tawbah and say, oh Allah, whatever I did, please forgive me. لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. There is no one who forgives sins like you. And you are the one who promised to forgive all sins. And therefore, please forgive my sins. Whatever I did, I make tawbah right now. And then when we go out of the masjid, inshallah, we must bring about changes in our actions, in our businesses, in our homes, our families, how we treat people, whatever we do, wherever the change is required, we need to bring about those changes with absolute urgency. The reason I'm saying, my brothers and elders, is that we have no guarantee that we have even one more second to live. I'm standing before you today. I have no guarantee. Maybe this is the last time you see me. Allah knows best. Maybe this is the last time you see me. And then one day you will get news to say so and so had died and I ask you to make dua for my forgiveness. There is no time. We have to take action. Because we meet Allah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that day the best day of our lives. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the last of your actions the best of your actions. And the last of your days the best of your days. The day when you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your hearts with his noor and barakah and with his muhabba. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your lives with the barakah of the sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you and your generations from all evil from shaitan and all all shurur of ins wal jinn. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you and to protect you and to accept you in the work of his deen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.